We read from Matthew 27. Now from the sixth hour, darkness fell upon all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of those who were standing there, when they heard it, began saying, This one is calling for Elijah. And immediately one of them ran, and taking a sponge, he filled it with wine vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him drink. And the rest of them were saying, Okay, let's see whether Elijah will come to save him. He is calling for Elijah. Why would anyone say that? Probably because they knew that the Hebrew name for Elijah is Eliyahu. Jehovah is my God. And Jesus was speaking Hebrew, using the words of Psalm 22. More probably, they would say it because they knew that he had claimed to be the promised Messiah, and that Malachi had prophesied some 500 years earlier, Behold, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Now they wanted to mock his claim of being the Messiah, the Christ, as if to say, if you're the Messiah, where's your Elijah now to help you? Oh, he wants his Elijah now. He's calling Eliyahu. Little did they realize that the Elijah had already come. And when the angel Gabriel had announced his coming birth to Zacharias, his father, it was with the words, And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ, but he was not going to be saved from crucifixion by Elijah. Elijah was not worthy to carry his sandals. It was Elijah who would be saved by him. It is we parents and children, we disobedient, who are declared righteous in connection with Jesus. Do you think those bystanders at the cross really knew that Jesus was using the words of Psalm 22? Well, they knew about Elijah, so they were likely not Romans stationed to guard the crosses. They may well have been the same Jewish teachers and elders who had earlier used the eighth verse of the same psalm to mock him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. They knew, but he had to listen to their mockery as he hung there dying. You also may sometime, maybe soon, face mockery for your trust in God and his word. Know then, when that day comes, that you are in good company. And he has also left you his gift of peace in the midst of such turmoil and trouble. Yes, even mockery. A blessed peace with God. How in the world can we find that in the agonizing words of Jesus on the cross? But it is there, and it is there for us. The fact that in his lowest hour, when the powers of darkness were at their highest point, Jesus could still call, my God, shows what the scriptures teach in many other places. I am the Lord, I change not. But also the fact that he was forsaken by God, that he was the target of God's anger, that he was rejected as a damned sinner, that he was punished as one worthy of the curse. All this brings us the peace which should have been his, for he has taken the agony which should have been ours. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. A retired couple on a fixed income once bought a brand new second-generation Ford Granada. It could be a collector's item today because it was only produced 2 years. But that retired couple immediately did something collectors don't like to see. They went out and bought a bumper sticker and slapped it on the back of their car, their brand new car. The sticker said, "We're spending our children's inheritance." That's what Jesus did for us. Spent all the pain and suffering that we inherited from Adam and Eve and all our other parents. What's more, he also spent all the wages of sin, which we have earned, whether on February 28th, every day of March and April, actually every day of our lives. And from the depths of his agony, the Savior calls out so that you and I might remember the purpose, the why, for which he was forsaken, that being justified by faith, we might have peace with God. He himself endured the cross, looking to the joy that lay ahead, and he also leaves us that joy to look forward to. Remember, O God, why you once forsook Jesus, and we can always be sure of your presence. Here is a blessed peace. We no longer need to look upon grief or evil days as God's punishment. We need not expect any future punishment. In God's heart, there are at all times only thoughts of peace toward us and not of evil. It can be no other way. He honors too highly the bequest which my Savior and my God, his sacrificial lamb, made on the cross. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. He said it for us, that we need never say it of ourselves. Amen.